Dead in Hip Hop Patreon classic review. Y'all voted for it. Y'all look, man. Y'all vote for it. We just do it. That's just how it works.
We just high like a motherfucker.
We are. We got that blueprint coming too. Blueprint, Jay-Z blueprint. That's coming too. So
we got y'all, man.
Man.
So everybody that is in nomination status, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else that just contributes, thank you. And this is for y'all, man. Clips, Hell Hath No Fury. Again, y'all voted on it. I can't front, though. When I saw this shit, I'm like, this is a classic.
I think everybody probably was.
Like, I was like, cause
you me? This is terrible. Like, yeah, this, you've heard people say like, this is a classic?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
When this came out, like, how many, like, drug albums sounded this clean and funky? At this time,
and commercially
accept, yeah. Like, what else sounded like this?
No, I give you that, and I didn't realize that until I came back and revisited it, because when this first came out, I loved Lord Willing. I think everybody did.
Absolutely.
You know, and then I remember I got this, I was still in high school, and I'm just like, man, I couldn't really get past
Walker. You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. No, I didn't like
shit.
It.
When I first heard this, I was like, this shit is like, steps and steps better than Lord Willing.
It was next level.
Like, I was like, holy shit. Cause you don't know me, sophomores, you be like, when you have a solid debut, when you have a good debut, like they did, and then when you come with, you know, I'm like, okay, how this second album gonna be, but.
Not only that, be all the shit they were going through with the record label, too, so that long delay from what, 03 to 06, and they just had to do the mixtapes. We got it for cheap to just keep you around. And the re-up game, that was also the thing that added to, like, this album being classic, because it was delayed, and then they came out, and then they didn't let you down.
It sounds very mainstream, very polished, very clean. And I think that's what was so interesting about this is, like, not a lot of drug rap at that time was this clean. Like, these guys were really just talking about pushing weight the whole time.
I forgot how much I played this until I went back and played it.
Me too.
And I was like,
me too.
It was just, I almost felt like it was just hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
I was like,
I remember buying it. Yeah.
Like, I wasn't skipping nothing. I was like, damn.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
I wasn't doing that with Lord Willing. Let me think.
I'm with FIFO a little bit on this one, though, because I bought it. And
hit you right away?
And I remember skipping around on it.
Really?
There was only one song
I skipped on the whole shit. That was Trill. And I still don't care for that song. But every other song on this?
Chinese New Year.
Sounded like Chinese New Year.
Yeah. I remember a line on there that I didn't, when I went back and listened to, I remember a line where he was like the news call it crack, I call it Diet Coke.
and that's when I realized going back on it, like, you know, I didn't catch all this.
Right.
When
I,